This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Wind projects kill golden eagles while getting a federal pass. Rancher Trent Luce told The Kim Monson Show that federal agencies let subsidized wind farms kill protected eagles while using the Endangered Species Act to limit what ranchers can do with their own land. Cheyenne, Wyoo, a golden eagle that strays into the path of a turbine blade, is a federally protected bird whose death can be a crime. A rancher who disturbs the wrong patch of habitat on his own deeded ground can lose the use of his land. A subsidized wind company that kills the eagle, sixth-generation rancher Trent Luce argued, usually gets a pass. Here you have the eagle, which is a protected species, and a government-subsidized project on deeded property pretty much gets a free pass because they want the project, Luce said on the June 10 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. He and Kim Monson had both spoken days earlier at the Save the Eagles Stop Wind rally at the Wyoming State Capitol, a June 4 event hosted by CFACT with the show among its co-sponsors. Luce's argument was that one federal hand protects wildlife to control private land while the other waves industrial wind through. Golden eagles are absent from the Endangered Species Act list, and their federal protection comes from three other laws, chiefly the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, which has made it a crime to kill a golden eagle since 1962. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can authorize the incidental take of eagles at wind projects under that law, and a 2016 federal rule set the maximum length of those permits at 30 years. A single authorization can let a wind operation kill protected eagles for 3 decades, a 30-year pass, to do what would be a crime for anyone else. The toll is documented. In 2022, ESI Energy, a subsidiary of NextEra Energy Resources, pleaded guilty under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act to killing eagles at its wind farms. The company acknowledged that at least 150 bald and golden eagles had died since 2012 across 50 of its 154 facilities, paid roughly $8 million in fines and restitution, and went on probation under a court-ordered eagle management plan. The Justice Department noted in the same case that ESI and its affiliates had collected hundreds of millions of dollars in federal tax credits for the wind power those facilities produced, knowing the birds would be killed without authorization. Peer-reviewed research estimates that golden eagle deaths at Western wind turbines more than doubled, from about 110 a year in 2013 to roughly 270 in 2024, and that human-caused mortality is now the leading cause of death for adult golden eagles. What galls Luce is the contrast with how the same agencies treat a private landowner. The Endangered Species Act lets the federal government list a species and protect its habitat, and those protections can restrict how an owner uses deeded land where the species is found. They've been used to tie up our land, Luce said of the listings. A rancher who runs afoul of a habitat designation can be told what he may and may not do with ground his family has held for generations, while a turbine that kills a federally protected eagle a few miles away operates under a permit. Luce's read on the pattern is blunt. There's one common denominator in every bit of that, he said. There is no other answer other than the control of land. He pointed to the Endangered Species Act, to wind and solar leases, and to carbon dioxide pipelines as different routes to the same end, deciding who controls the use of American ground. Monson framed it as equal protection. The Declaration of Independence holds that all are created equal, she said, and a government that picks winners and losers, restricting one owner while exempting a favored project, is treating citizens unequally under the law. Both came back to the money. Industrial wind runs on federal support, including the production tax credit, which pays wind generators up to 2.75 cents for every kilowatt hour they produce for a decade. Strip the subsidy, Luce argued, and most of these projects do not pencil out. Many of the developers are not even domestic. The wind project that drew ranchers to the Cheyenne rally is backed by Repsol, a Spanish energy company. And Luce noted that other large players, among them the French company Engie, whose largest shareholder is the French state, are building across the country on American taxpayer support. The bill can come due at the end of a turbine's life. When developers walk away, Lou said, the landowner and the county are left holding what remains. The risk is not hypothetical. In Texas, the attorney general sued a recycling firm over a stockpile of more than 3,000 abandoned turbine blades dumped at unpermitted sites near Sweetwater after the company promised to recycle them and instead left them stacked at illegal disposal sites. Some counties have started to demand decommissioning money up front. Lou cited a Nebraska county that requires developers to fund cleanup, a safeguard most jurisdictions still lack. His remedy is to remove the federal thumb from the scale entirely. Get rid of tax credits, get rid of subsidies, and get rid of economic development grants, and we the people will once again regain control of this country, he said. The same argument runs through the show's reporting from the Xi'an rally and its coverage of who pays when the blades come down. And now, Kim's perspective. The principle underneath this is the oldest one we cover: equal treatment under the law. When government tells a rancher he may not touch his own ground to protect a species, then hands a subsidized wind company a 30-year permit to kill the very eagles it claims to safeguard, it is choosing winners and losers, and it is using our own tax dollars to do it. Trent Luce has spent his life close enough to the land to see the cost, and his fix is refreshingly simple: stop paying for it. A project that cannot survive without a subsidy and a permit to kill protected eagles is telling us something true about its own value, and we should listen. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.